In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Why did they say that Jesus was blaspheming? Because he had said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," and only God can forgive sins. It's not appropriate for a human being to say, "Your sins are forgiven." Except for one thing. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And because Jesus is God, he can say your sins are forgiven. And because Jesus is God, he can also give to his priests the authority to forgive sins. And also let us remember that in confession, it is not the priest primarily who's forgiving sins. But it is God working through the priest, because Jesus is the primary minister of all of the sacraments. In other words, Jesus is doing the heavy lifting. He's just doing it through the priest. You know, because I, in and of myself, can no more change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ than you can. But because I am a priest and Christ works through me, I can do it in that sense. Because Christ is the primary minister of the sacrament. That's why also you don't have to depend upon the holiness or lack thereof of any particular priest for a sacrament to be effective, because we can depend upon the holiness of Christ. Well, that's easy enough to say, isn't it? How does Jesus demonstrate that he has the authority to forgive sins? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." And he did. He demonstrated that he has the authority to forgive sins, that he is in fact the Son of God. Remember, whenever you see a miracle or hear about it in sacred scripture, ask, what is this miracle trying to do? To show, not just trying to help the people, that is important, but what is it showing us about Jesus? And the answer is always this, that he is true God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.